Mike the Don, about to teach you a lesson. Reverse the universe is back in session, no question. Take a podcast and like an insurrection. Get your number twos, cause we about to be testing. Dropping new episodes on the daily. About to pick your mind like Champ Bailey. You stay in the box rarely, trying to open up your mind so you can see more clearly. Reverse. What's up, everybody? It's Big Mike the Don back again, and this is the premiere, season 2, episode 1, and we're going to do the Reverse the Universe podcast a little bit different now. We're going to be hitting some real issues. We're, you know, we kind of strayed off in season 1, went to a lot of different things. We talked about some fun, but, you know, this country's really going into a whirlwind of, you know, kind of unrepairable damage that's going on right now. So I kind of just want to break down every issue this season about voting, about cancel culture, about a lot of things that, honestly, I'm not even going to be able to promote because that's where this world's going to. You cannot promote ideas, even if they have no negative effect on anybody else other than it is your own idea. And this is kind of what I'm going to be talking about. So hopefully everybody out there subscribes. They get the notifications on YouTube, anywhere you get this podcast. It's going to be all videoed, and it will still be out on Spotify and all the other major platforms when we put out the audio. So getting into it, episode 1, this is, as you see at the top, it's about common sense voting. Part 1, this is an article by CNN. Listen, as I said, I'm an independent thinker. I've had a lot of liberal views throughout my life, but things are getting a little chaotic on the liberal side. So I just want to break it down, this one article that's fact-checked, what the new Georgia election law actually does. CNN Politics, this is from March 31st, 2021. To begin, I know there's been a lot of speculation and a lot of things being tossed around that, you know, the voting law in Georgia is racist and stuff like that. But people don't actually have all the facts. That's the big thing. You know, the facts will tell you that Georgia is just kind of catching up to even a lot of liberal states, you know, and how their voting laws are. And for us to, you know, try to deem this a racist act or deem this anything negative is kind of crazy. They're just literally catching up to where a lot of the country's at right now. So just a few snippets of this article. We got absentee voting. So I'm going to read it word by word. In the CNN article, it says, the law also does away with the signature matching system Georgia used to check the identifications of absentee voters. Instead, voters will have to prove their Georgia driver's license number, the number on their state identification card, or the last four digits of their social security number. Stop there. Anything wrong in that sentence? I for real, put in the comments. If you have anything issue that I'm saying right now, put it in the comments because I want to know. Maybe you could change my mind. Like I said, this podcast is all about, you know, reversing the universe, trying to think outside the box. So maybe there's something you could tell me that I'm not picking up on that. All right, so let's get back into it more. If they don't have any of that, they can provide one of several alternative forms of identification. Okay, such as a copy of a utility bill. If you have a home, gas bill, water bill, electric bill, everybody's got bills, especially when it comes to utilities, bank statements or government checks. I mean, if you have those, which a lot of people do, I feel like that's majority of people, you should have one of those to present. And I mean, it's just to show your identity. I'm not here to say, hey, the last election was, you know, enough fraud for to say, oh, Trump should have won. That's not what I'm saying. I don't think that's plausible. I don't think Trump would have won regardless. But, you know, on the other side of it, you know, there's definitely fraud on both sides. So to say that there's no Trump supporters out there that try to commit fraud on their side, that's complete fallacy. I don't believe any of that. And I think we need to have a reality check that, you know, voter fraud doesn't just go one way. So let's continue here. Advocates of the change say this identification system is more precise than objective attempts to try to match handwriting. While critics note that the new requirements are disproportionately likely to burden Black voters. See how they just like kind of like just tidbitted in that racist part? You know, it supposedly burdens black voters. Now, the statistics that I saw that 69% of black voters in Georgia actually approve this legislation. I don't understand why you would think they wouldn't. I mean, this is literally just saying, if you're going to vote, prove who you are. You know, it's kind of hard. It's like, I'm not even trying to be facetious or like trying to be like, you know, a wise guy. Because like I said, I'm not one of these crazy conservative shows. You know, I have a lot of respect for like Dan Bongino and all those other conservative guys out there. But I'm not one of them. Trust me. I believe in, you know, somewhat of abortion. I believe in, you know, economic, you know, stability and stuff like that. I'm a more liberal thinker. But in this case, this is kind of just being rude. You know, it's rude to say that a black voter can't, you know, show an ID, show a utility bill, you know. So as a lot of people have said, it's kind of racist for them to even, you know, suggest these things. So we're going to move on now to times and days of voting. This was another recent, you know, issue that they had. They said that the times and days that they were, you know, being regressed back and stuff like that. Everything I saw is that they used to have it to 4, and now they're actually opening it up more. But let's read this article further. So it says, under the weekend provision of the previous law, counties had to open for earlier voting on only one Saturday during primaries and general elections. So this is previous law. This is what it was before. From 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Sundays were not mentioned. Under the new law, 2 Saturdays of early voting are mandatory. So we are expanding. They are expanding voting from 9 to 5 p.m. at minimum, and from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. in counties' desire. So counties can do it from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., and you just fortunately have to live in one of those counties. But still, it's being expanded from where it was before to now, and they can even expand it further depending on where it is. That's totally up to the counties. And 2 Sundays are explicitly made optional. So now we're even expanding where before Sundays were not even mentioned. Now they're saying that you can vote on Sundays if they decide to do that. Once again, I'm having such a hard time with this. This is I'm trying not to get too far away from the microphone, but it's a head scratcher. It is. It doesn't make sense in a way to me that people are trying to play this out as a, you know, a racist thing or, you know, a suppression thing. If anything, this is just make things fair and equal. And honestly, if there wasn't this whole cancel culture, this whole, you know, political agenda going on today, I don't think this would have been a bad thing. I mean, this would have been actually looked at as a good thing, you know. So let's move on. There's more to the days and times section of it. The old law said early voting had to take place during normal business hours on weekdays, leaving counties to decide what counts as normal. The new law sets a specific time period requiring early voting to be offered from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, it is also says that counties can open early voting as early as 7 a.m. and end as late as 7 p.m. So they're basically just reiterating what they just said, basically saying now the state has come in and said, you know, hey, we want more people to vote. We want to expand voting, you know, and this is coming from CNN. So, and you know, that's the thing. They put an article out like this, but yet they're the ones behind saying that this, you know, this is racist. This is no good. This is all this negative shit that they really put out there. Sorry for the language, but you know, they're, you know, but then they put this article out that's literally saying, but they do put little snippets in here. They do. In the 2020 election, Fulton County, DeKalb County, and Clayton County, and various other Democratic strongholds had held their early voting hours between 7 a.m. and after 7 p.m. so they would not be forced into reductions. Honestly, that's what their prerogative was. So I guess that's where they're saying the decrease in times is. But you know, I could kind of see that if that was the case, that they did have past 7 p.m. or whatever else like that. But at the same sense, they've opened up so many more windows of voting. I'm not going to hold it against them for, you know, saying it has to close at 7 o'clock. You know, it's kind of just to control the voting by itself. This was the craziest one. I'm going to go on. This is the craziest thing that I heard. And when I first heard it, I was like, what kind of shit is this? I really believed it. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard this, So it says for food and drink. The law makes it a misdemeanor for any person to give or offer any money or gifts, including food and drink, to any voter within a political place, within 150 feet of the building's housing or political place, or within 25 feet of any voter standing in line to vote at any polling place. Anything? Yeah. Once again, comment. There, you see my finger there. Comment. Tell me what's wrong with that. Honestly, this is where, you know, CNN gave themselves up on this one, because this is where the whole food and drink thing, this is not about food and drink. This is mostly about people not coming in and saying, hey, vote for Biden. Hey, vote for Trump. This is a, you know, a uniform thing saying, hey, nobody can go to these political places and give you a water bottle that says vote for Joe or vote for Trump. Like, we don't want that, because we want people going there with their views and what they're going to vote for, just to make it equal. There's no sway on that part. There's no saying, you know, Democrats can't come there, but Republicans can, or Republicans can, or vice versa. Who cares? They're just making it fair for everybody. So that's part one. And then it goes into this provision is located in the same paragraph as a provision banning campaign activity in these locations, but the provision doesn't prohibit only people who are campaigning from giving out food and drink. It says any person, not just campaigners. Here's their little tidbit they're throwing in there. Okay, so, all right, so they're saying nobody can. They're saying even people that work there can't give out water bottles and stuff like that. Reason why? I mean, I've been to these places. A lot of people who work at these places do have their own opinions, and all they're trying to do is just avoid anybody to persuade somebody or to, you know, have them think a different type of way. Everybody wants to go there with their own mindset on who they're voting for. Now, how much is someone really going to persuade you? You know, if you're going there already to vote for Biden, or you're going there to vote for Trump, you know, this is back then. If somebody gives you a water bottle that says vote for Joe, I mean, I don't think anybody really gave a fuck. Or, you know, a snack, you know, have a Donald Trump chocolate bar. Like, hey, look, I gotta be a chocolate bar and Donald Trump's on the front. I don't think that swayed anybody. But in the same sense, maybe it did. Maybe some people are that stupid that, oh my God, you gave me a chocolate bar with the president's, or the, you know, candidate's face on it. Now we gotta, you know, go for that president. So let's move on here too. There is, however, one exception. Okay, here's the exception. Poll officers are allowed to make available self-service water from an unintended receptacle. Oh, sorry. My eyes are terrible. I'm trying to read this. To an elector waiting in line to vote, and is perhaps worth nothing that there is not a prohibition on voters in line buying food and drink for themselves. The provision is about other people providing money or gifts, including food or drink. So once again, they throw their little tidbit out there saying, oh, not even the people who work there can give you water, but we can give you a self-serving station where you can get your own water, or you can get your own food. Typically, I've never even asked for water or food when I went to go vote before, so I don't know when this became a big controversy, you know, people not being able to eat or drink in line. I don't know. Nowadays, I don't even know how they would find that acceptable with COVID out, so it's like, ooh, you gotta take down your mask. Are you 6 feet from somebody? Oh my God, how could you do that? You're gonna put water molecules in the air. So this really was never a big issue, but they made it into a big issue. So here, let's cut back to this scene here. So this is just final thoughts on this. I mean, I literally broke it down from one of the most liberal sites there is. And like I said, I don't hate CNN and I don't hate Fox News. I don't hate any one general political direction. But I do have my own thoughts, and that's why I'm a true independent. And, you know, for this law, though, I feel like liberals have, you know, once again, this new age of liberalism is, you know, killing this country. And it's sad. And this is, you know, during this season, I'm making a plea. This is my plea to my people who I, you know, I support in a lot of different, you know, subject matters. And I feel like, you know, I am more liberal at heart, but it's hard right now. Because they're pushing me away so bad, you know, because like I do listen to podcasts, and like I said, I listen to Dan Bongino and stuff like that, and he's a heavy conservative, but he's making sense, you know, and that's the whole point. It's not about, you know, what your emotions are, it's about the fact, you know, and if we're not going to follow facts and we're just going to make up things and, you know, push people away who have supported this, you know, a lot of the movements in the past, and now it's kind of like, we don't fucking need you, you know. once again, part of my language, but really, that's how I feel. I feel like I'm getting the big FU right to me because I don't want to follow some fallacy of, you know, Georgia's trying to suppress voters because they want to show ID, or they don't want people going there campaigning in lines at voting stations. I don't find that to be an issue. Now, when it comes down to what's going on with like Delta and Coca-Cola and all these companies getting into it, I think they need to mind their damn business because, you know, they're just following the MO of, you know, who's winning right now. Because if we look at the world, you know, with censorship and stuff like that, you know, the liberals are winning. They're winning heavy right now. Like, it's not even a there's not even a shot for conservatives. And I'm not a conservative, but I do feel bad because I feel like there's a lot of, you know, media presence out there that is being censored. Like, I have shirts that I literally made today. Okay. Made today. It says stop cancel culture. Do you think I can promote those shirts? I tried just for the shits and giggles because I've already went through this with stop censorship. And, you know, I got the big FU because it says that I'm trying to sway people's political views, or I'm trying to force elections or something. Like the election's over. What the fuck are you talking about? I'm trying to force elections. There's not another election for another year. So I don't understand it. I feel like, you know, Facebook, you know, Twitter, YouTube, even, you know, I want to get myself out there, and I don't know how long I'll be out there this season because I feel like they're going to ban me. So you might have to just check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, all those things out there that you can listen to, because at least I know they don't ban, you know, freedom of speech so far. You know, so we really need to stand together, though, when it comes to stuff like this. And we really need to start looking at the facts. We can't be sitting here looking at things with emotion and not facts. You know, like, you know, one of the things that I've heard is, you know, this whole bill is racist. And, you know, they're trying to say that by not agreeing with this bill, you're racist. But really, when you agree with this bill, you're racist. You're telling people of color and stuff like that, you're too dumb to show a license or a utility bill or a government check or anything. Like, I don't think it's that stupid. And then there was another thing I saw where they were pointing at two pictures on a Georgia license. Oh, can you figure out what your number is? And it literally says DL number. I don't think anybody is that stupid to, you know, not realize that DL number stands for driver's license number. It's just a shame. It really is. So this is part one. I'm going to come out, with a part two, and it's going to be about HR 1, the bill that's going through the, Congress and the Senate. And I'm going to break down a little bit of that. And then once again, I'm going to use another liberal site. It's an article from the Washington Post. So once again, if you like this video, if I can just get a, you know, subscribe, comment, you know, put it on your notifications, you get Big Mike the Don. This is Reverse the Universe podcast. Now a video cast for season 2, episode 1. And voting is very important, guys. And this is one of the staples of our Constitution. And I believe that we should not let anybody tell us we can't vote, or that, you know, making laws on voting that are well within reason is wrong. We shouldn't be allowing people to vote if they're not Americans. I'm sorry. Once again, liberal as can be sometimes with me, I still see 100% you shouldn't be voting if you're not an American, you know, because then there's a lot of sway. So if you have one party that's condoning it, you know, condoning people to vote that are not legal, what are you going to do? You're just going to rack up votes that are not even, you know, that shouldn't even count. Once again, I don't think the last election would have been one way or the other. I think Joe Biden would have won, period. But I do think that voting regulation is important. And I think Georgia just upgrading their regulations up to where, you know, even liberal states are, it shouldn't be effective, have any effect, I mean, on anything other than, you know, it was the right thing to do. So once again, it's Big Mike the Don. I hope you have a good day, no matter what day you're listening to this podcast. And I hope you stay tuned for the rest of season 2. It's really going to be good. And I need all your support, guys, because, you know, I'm not going to be able to promote this out like I normally do because there's a lot of sensitive topics, apparently sensitive topics. I don't find them sensitive, or, you know, they're not, you know, malicious at all. But I do need your support. So please help me out. It's Reverse the Universe Podcast, Big Mike the Don, and I'll catch you on part two with Common Sense Voting. Big Mike the Don about to teach you a lesson. Reverse the Universe is back in session, no question. Take a podcast and like an insurrection. Get your number twos, cause we about to be testing. Dropping new episodes on the daily. About to pick your mind like Champ Bailey. You stay in the box rarely. Trying to open up your mind so you can see more clearly. Reverse, 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 reverse.